responsible for his birth. Obama went on to say, there was something stirring across the country because of what happened in Selma, Alabama, because some folks are willing to march across a bridge. So they got together, and Barack Obama Jr. was born. So don't tell me I don't have a claim on Selma, Alabama. Don't tell me I'm not coming home to Selma, Alabama. I'm here because somebody marched. I'm here because you all sacrificed for me. I stand on the shoulders of giants. Almost as soon as the speech was given, bloggers across the internet pointed out the fabrication. The Selma Voting Rights March Obama referred to in the speech happened in March 1965, but Obama Jr. was born in August 1961. So there is no chronologically possible way Obama Sr. and Ann Dunham decided to marry in the excitement of a Selma march that would not happen more than 3.5 years after they married and Obama Jr. was born. Obama's fabrications, both in his autobiography and in his Selma speech, hide what was most likely the reality, especially when we recall Saeed Obama's recollections that the Obama family in Kenya were supporters of Amboya, also a Luo tribe member. Barack Obama's African family most likely used Luo tribal influence to make sure Obama Sr. was one of the privileged few who got on the 1959 airlift to the United States for schooling. If Obama owes his life to any politician, it is to Tom Amboya, not to John Kennedy or Martin Luther King. We learn more from the Kenyan journalist Philip Ochieng, who knew Obama Sr., in an essay he published in Africa in 2004 when Obama Jr. was running for the U.S. Senate. Ochieng sought to describe how Obama Jr., when first visiting the home squared of his father's native village during his 1992 trip to Africa, was confronted with the perplexing accusation, "You're lost." The expression comes from the Luo verb lol, which Ochieng explained means to disappear or be away for a long time without an explanation. Simply by being born and growing up in America, Barack Jr. had never been a Luo. He had lol. From there, Ochieng argued Obama Sr. had lost his way by marrying a white woman, Barack Jr.'s mother. Ochieng confessed he shared this plight. For decades, he was estranged from his daughter, who was born of a white woman who left him while Ochieng was in the United States studying. Obama Sr. left Anne, Obama Jr.'s mother, almost as soon as Jr. was born, he continued. Jr. met with Sr. only once when he was 12. Sr. visited him in Honolulu, Hawaii, where Jr. was growing up under the care of his white grandmother and grandfather. They never saw each other again. "Because I recognize myself in it," Ochieng admitted, "this is the most moving theme in Barack Obama's book, the scar that this fact left in Jr.'s mind, the enduring crisis of identity that will not go away." Ochieng extended the analysis to a crisis he posited that all black people, no matter where they are, really live in two worlds and therefore have an identity crisis. "One might even say they live in no world," he continued. "Even in our native Africa, walal, we are lost. We stopped being African. We started to think like Europeans, but we never became Europeans either. We became ghosts, flitting into and out of European imagination." This brought Ochieng to the work of the Kenyan author Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, whom Ochieng credits as telling us for decades what we have refused to hear, that as long as we continue to worship European gods, European ideas on governance, and European paradigms of development, all our endowments, labor, natural resources, and markets will continue to belong to Europe for the fleecing. He goes so far as to charge that Obama Jr., by being elected a U.S. senator, may himself be accused of surrender to a democracy that is in essence an elective tyranny. The white liberals' political prescription for perpetuating an economic intellectual system that dehumanizes the black person. Ochieng's self-examination gives us a glimpse into the race and inheritance Obama directed us to examine in the subtitle of his book. Is the lesson we're supposed to learn one of resentment? Is the analysis one of imperialism and exploitation? I was more surprised when Obama Jr. emerged as if from the blue, Ochieng concluded. I knew that home squared, Luo land, Kenya, and Africa might soon be represented in the world's most powerful council. As Obama Jr. developed from Barry Obama to Barack Obama, his sense of Lal, being lost, never left him. Examining the truth about the Obama family becomes an important part of understanding Obama, at the very least, because of the extent Barack Obama himself tells us that Kenya is an important part of who he is, even today. As Ochieng reminds us, where Barack Obama is, there too is his search for his father.